The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish your outdoor wood projects with Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Australian Timber Oil is an exterior stain that provides maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency, making it ideal for decks, siding, outdoor furniture, and more. Save big money at Menards on Cabot Premium Wood Care Products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, something very different is Soviet space junk. Yes, a Soviet-era spacecraft that has been in orbit for over 50 years is set to crash land into Earth at some stage over the next week or so. But why is this going to happen? And what was the mysterious craft's original mission? Joining me now is Ruth Freeman, Director of Research for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, hi, how are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Is there a lot of space junk around? I get the sense that there is, particularly on shows like Moncrief. You tend to hear about it. You don't think about it from one end of the week to the other. But there seems to be a lot of stuff out there.
There is a lot of stuff out there. So as of about last year, there's around 30,000 tracked objects in Earth's orbit. So all of that is things like satellites that we're not using anymore, bits of rockets when they've been launched and you see that bit of the rocket that breaks off and floats away.
Yeah.
All of these things are going around the Earth and they're all in Earth's orbit and they're going round and round. And some satellites have propulsion on them so they can keep going, but some don't. They're just in this orbit because of the energy that they were flung into orbit with. But over time, they do lose orbit and they start to get dragged back down to Earth. And most of them, as they re-enter the Earth's atmosphere, they burn up and break up into pieces and we don't know anything about it. But what's unusual about this object, which is called Cosmos 482, is that it was designed for something very special. And it was designed to land on Venus. Uh-huh. And Venus is a bit of a hellscape, really, of a planet with an incredibly intense greenhouse effect and temperatures of up to 470 degrees centigrade and crushing atmospheric pressure. So this particular object was designed for interplanetary travel, but the launch failed back in 1972 when it was launched from the Soviet Union during the Cold War. So rather than going out to Venus, it ended up sort of stuck in this Earth orbit. But it seems to be losing track now and it's falling back down to Earth.
OK, now there's loads of things to unpack there. So back in 1972, was the Russian attempt then they were trying to colonize Venus?
They weren't trying to colonize Venus, but they were trying to go to Venus to understand more about Venus. And in fact, they did have a program. This probe obviously didn't make it there, but there were other probes that they sent later that did get to Venus and in fact sent us back information that tells us some of what we know about Venus today. But this, what they never admitted that it was a fear, but even back then during the Cold War, you know, scientists all over the world knew when there were launches. And so in fact, NORAD, the North American kind of group that looks at air defenses, they've been tracking this since then. And they just based on when it was launched, when it appeared in Earth's orbit and the shape of its orbit, that's why we think it is this Soviet spacecraft.
Okay, so obviously the kind of sci-fi almost movie question is it likely, you know, someone could be walking on a beach in Sandy Mount or wherever and it could land on their head in the next few days? I presume that's not likely.
It's not likely at all. So
but why though?
Very few things make it back through the Earth. And this one probably will. It probably will end up somewhat intact. But the reason why it's very unlikely to hit a person is, well, people are not in most places on the Earth. So about 70% of the Earth's surface is covered in ocean. And then when you think about forests, mountains and deserts, in fact, there are very few places on Earth where people are. And in fact, no one's ever been killed by a piece of debris falling out of space. Mm. And we do get, you know, a few meteorites and things every year that land on Earth and actually, you know, maybe produce a bit of a crater. Because so much of the Earth is still uninhabited, the chance of being hit by this, you're actually far more likely to be hit by lightning than be hit by this.
Okay. And how, I know you, just remind me again, how wide, how big are we talking about here?
So this is about, there was two parts of the spacecraft. So there was kind of a sort of module which was meant to get the lander towards Venus and has lost function or gone. But then there was the lander capsule. So this is about a meter in diameter. So think about the size of a large washing machine. It weighs about 500 kilograms. It may not all make it back down to Earth, but it's made of very dense metals, titanium. So it's small, but not that small.
Okay. There is a text in saying, I thought there was no gravity in space. What made it fall back into orbit?
Yeah, so there is gravity when you get to outer space, but in that kind of near Earth orbit, you know, we do get some, it's not a complete vacuum in that area. And actually, when you get things like solar winds and higher temperatures and the atmosphere heats up, you do get some sort of gases there and some drag creep in. And you also get bits of friction. So friction slows things down. Imagine you fling a stone out across a lake, you know, gradually as it hits the water, it slows down. And in the same way, that's what happens in near Earth orbit. Gradually drag kicks in. Of course, as drag starts, then the object starts to sink down more. And what's happened recently is that we're seeing this particular, it seems to be descending more rapidly than before, which is why scientists think it might come back down to Earth in the next week or so.
And we live in a, you know, maybe we always do, a highly politicized world. I mean, are Russia worried about this, that, you know, the eyes of the world are on some piece of space junk they put up back in the 70s in the height of the Cold War, and we may be in some other kind of Cold War at the moment? I mean, does this have any wider resonance in the political or the geopolitical landscape?
I don't think so. I mean, the fact that obviously they never really admitted that it was a failure, and I suppose the fact that they succeeded afterwards means that maybe that's not so much of an issue. I mean, I think scientists, if this does happen to land somewhere on land where it is accessible, it will certainly be very interesting to look at it because, you know, it's been out in space for over 50 years. It's technology from that era of the Cold War when maybe not shared as widely. Certainly some of these satellites have been worth quite or money, things like bits of other satellites and lunar module parts have been sold at auction. Certainly it would be interesting if we were able to see it when it landed.
Yeah, and just finally, because your phone line sounds slightly like it may be coming in and out of space, to be honest with you. You mentioned all this junk around the Earth's orbit and stuff. Is there no agency looking after all of this, or is it so unimportant in a way, as in because it's not actually going to really likely affect anyone, that no one wants to spend the time or money kind of making sure where it all is?
I mean, I think that coming back down to Earth is less of a problem, but actually as we start to send more stuff into Earth, out into orbit, that is more of a problem because potentially satellites can be hit. You know, if you've got rockets going up, they can be hit. And obviously some of those satellites are critical for things like our telecommunications. So I mean, it's something that's a global issue, and a bit like when we think about who's going to colonize the moon or who are going to do these things, we're probably going to have to come up with ways to consider how we manage that sort of space.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's Ruth Freeman, Director of Research for the Society of Research Ireland. Ruth, thanks a million.
Thanks, John. Bye.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.